with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Mohammed Salomon faces federal hate crime and state attempted murder charges, and more counts could be coming. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer with an update on the Boulder attack.
Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, Bishop Gruhl, says the suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Salomon, showed no remorse.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Federal and state prosecutors filed separate criminal charges against Salomon. Salomon faces the possibility of life in prison for the federal charges on top of hundreds of years of sentencing for the state charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires has carried another day of poor air quality south of the border to the American Midwest. Conditions in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan rated very unhealthy. The smell of smoke hung over the Minneapolis-St. Paul area this morning. Canada having another bad wildfire season, and more than 27,000 people in three provinces have been forced to evacuate. President Trump is starting the week with an approval rating of over 50%. We have more details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Monday shows that 53% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 46% disapprove. The latest figure includes 37% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of zero. The margin of sampling error for the full sample of 1,500 likely voters is plus or minus 2.5 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 242 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 164. This is SRN News. A new look at gay marriage around the world.
According to a study from the Pew Research Center, the practice is primarily an affectation of the West. So far, 40 countries have legalized homosexual unions, and almost none of them are in Africa or Asia. Gay marriage has been embraced in Western Europe, North America, and in some countries in South America. It's also a relatively recent phenomenon. The first nation to legalize same-sex marriage was the Netherlands in 2001. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world complete the holiday of Shavuot at sundown today. In biblical times, it was an agricultural festival when Israelites would bring harvest offerings to the temple. Today, it's primarily commemorated as the traditional date on which God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, as described in the Bible. Jews celebrate with readings of the biblical book of Exodus, including the commandments. This is SRN News. An electoral projection in South Korea indicates a likely victory for the liberal candidate in the country's snap presidential election.
The exit poll by three major South Korea TV stations showed Lee projected to obtain 51.7% of the total votes cast, beating main conservative candidate Kim Moon-sul on 39.3%. Pre-election surveys had suggested Lee, the Democratic Party candidate, appeared headed for an easy win, riding on deep public frustration over the conservatives in the wake of former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law debacle. I'm Charles de
Ledesma. Aid groups and opposition politicians in South Sudan say dozens of civilians have been killed or badly injured in airstrikes in recent weeks as the country's army clashes with militia groups. The fighting has led to UN warnings that South Sudan is again on the brink of civil war. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.